Begin by taking a moment just to pause. It helps to take some conscious breaths to invite yourself into the moment fully. And then you might scan your life for some relationship that matters to you, where you're feeling some distance, some emotional reactivity. Not where there's trauma, such as hate or rage, just some distance. Maybe irritation, judgment, some hurt, some defendedness. And as you bring this person to mind, and perhaps have a situation where you feel triggered, then turn your attention to your inner life and begin to communicate and ask yourself, what am I unwilling to feel? See if it's possible to deepen attention to the body. And whatever you feel most vulnerable. And then to breathe with that. To feel it directly. Feeling in and through the experience. So you're beginning to communicate inwardly and say yes to what's here. To unblock. To open. Listening to understand isn't so much cognitive as it's really to feel the feelings. You might even ask that place of vulnerability, how do you want me to be with you? Does it want to really sense your acceptance? That this belongs? Or simply your kindness? Let the intention be yes. Yes to what's inside. Not yes to your interpretation of what's going on with another person, but rather yes to the vulnerability itself. Be curious. Communication that turns to communion has a curiosity to it. You might ask that part, what do you need? And listen. What's the flavor of love that this part needs? You might explore putting your hand on your heart, communicating inwardly from your spiritual heart to your human heart. What's the message that will serve? Could it be, love is always loving you? Could be, I'm here with you. Or, I'm sorry, and I love you. I'm not leaving. I love you, and I'm listening. It's not your fault. Or trust your goodness. Communication is the pathway to communion. Sense that vulnerable place, taking in the message. You might sense it as a wave floating on a vast, tender ocean of awareness. That you are the awareness, the love that's loving. Capable of being with all waves. And from this space of openness, of flow through, of communion with the inner. You might bring to mind the situation again with the other person. And just sense the possibility that there are new choices of how to communicate. You might sense your intention to listen to understand. curious, open, receptive. And to speak from the heart. And when you're ready, taking all the time you need, you can open your eyes.